Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Bobby G. And tonight it's going to be different. We had a game plan set where we was going to do a live show. And, you know, it was going to be about UFOs and aliens. It was going to be real interesting. We was looking forward to it. But an unfortunate chain of events has taken place. And, you know, I'll let Bobby speak to, you know, what happened because it was his content. So, Bobby, let the people know what happened and why we're doing things the way we're doing it tonight.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to It's Real Talk Radio. Basically, on Saturday, we recorded for my YouTube channel, Real Talk with Bobby G., the Voice of New York, right? And my topic was on nanotechnology and the coronavirus vaccine, right? And I was breaking down the, you know, the definition of nanotechnology, and also to let people know this is what they are putting into the vaccine. So you know, I recorded and, you know, Tay, you know, he was on the other end producing and doing what he do, the technical stuff. And you know, it was posted on Sunday, but shortly after it got posted, it got taken down by YouTube. YouTube took it down because basically what YouTube told me was this video has been removed for violating YouTube community guidelines. And then it goes into some other stuff about why he took it down. So this is why basically we're going to let you guys hear it anyway on BTR. Yep. So.
Yeah. So tonight, this is this pre-recorded intro we're doing. After we finish talking, we're going to play the audio, Real Talk with Bobby G., Episode 3, Nanotechnology and the Coronavirus Vaccine. We're going to play that because YouTube banned it. We're going to play it, and that's going to be the show for tonight because, you know, Bobby did a great job, and he has some content that a lot of people would appreciate. Some people are going to agree, some people are going to disagree, but that's what free speech is all about. Like, you know, people using their voice and sharing their own views and opinions. Now, we're going to get deeper into this. On August 31st, Tuesday, August 31st, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on normal airtime, we're going to do a full video, Conspiracy Theories Part 4. And it's going to be, we don't have the exact title yet, but it's going to be It's going to be about YouTube and censorship and, you know, things of that nature, like being censored, free speech and censorship. You know, Conspiracy Theories Part 4. Look out for that on August 31st. We're going to dive way deeper into this. We're going to get into it all. I mean, we're going to talk about it all. Alex Jones, what they did to him, all of that, because it all ties into where we are now. There's a lot to talk about, and we're going to save everything we have to say. We have so much to say because we're pissed off right now that this even happened, but it is what it is, and we're in a battle right now. You know what I mean? So I will say props to BTR for allowing us to use that platform for free speech and not banning our content, and hopefully it stays that way. But with that said, we have so much more to say. We're going to save it for Conspiracy Theories Part 4, which will be August 31st, 2021, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't miss out. It's going to be an experience for sure. So we're going to go ahead and get into the audio that was deleted from YouTube and it's no longer there. Real Talk with Bobby G., The Voice of New York, Episode 3, Nanotechnology and the Coronavirus Vaccine. We will see you guys back with a live show next week we'll have a live show, and you know, we're going to have the well, you know, I'm not even gonna say, look, y'all gonna see. It's gonna be an experiment. Just be ready for next week, next Tuesday. It's gonna be August 24th. It's gonna be an experience. Be ready for that. And then August 31st, the following week, 2 weeks from tonight, we're gonna have the censorship conspiracy theories part 4. So great content coming to you guys for the next 2 weeks. Be ready. It's going down. This is It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Bobby G. Shout out to all the supporters. We appreciate y'all. And we're going to see y'all live next week. Peace.
Peace. Hey, welcome to Real Talk with Bobby G, the voice of New York. Today's topic is nanotechnology, or nanotech for short, and the coronavirus vaccine. Yeah, we're going to be talking about, first of all, what is nanotechnology? Nanotechnology is also shortened as, you know, shortened to nanotech, is the use of matter on an atomic, molecular, and super molecular scale for industrial purposes. The earliest widespread description of nanotechnology referred to the particular technological goal of precisely manipulating atoms and molecules for fabrication of macro scale products, also now referred to as molecular nanotechnology. So that is the definition of nanotechnology. Okay, just to let you know, and I wanted to say that, to let you know, and once again, nanotechnology, also shortened to nanotech, is the use of matter on an atomic, molecular, and super molecular scale for industrial purposes. The earliest widespread description of nanotechnology referred to the particular technological goal of precisely manipulating atoms and molecules for fabrication of macro-scale products, also now referred to as molecular nanotechnology. A more generalized description of nanotechnology was subsequently established by the National Nanotechnology Initiative, which defines nanotechnology as the manipulation of matter with at least one dimension size from 1 to 100 nanometers. This definition reflects the fact that quantum mechanical effects are important at this quantum realm scale. And so the definition shifted from a particular technological goal to a research category inclusive of all types of research and technologies that deal with the special properties of matter, which occur below the given size threshold. It is therefore common to see the plural form nanotechnologies, as well as nanoscale technologies, to refer to the broad image of research and applications whose common trait is size. So basically, I had to say that twice, because nanotechnology, you know, I just told you the definition. And nanotechnology, the reason why I said nanotechnology and COVID-19 vaccine is because this is what they are using in the COVID-19 vaccines. Okay? This is something that they can use once put in your system to control your DNA and control you. So that's what they're working on. And the other day, I believe it was the 11th of August, they did FEMA did an emergency broadcast. I don't know if you got it on your phones or your televisions, but they did a emergency broadcast system, and that has a lot to do with nanotechnology and COVID-19, you know, vaccine, because it is now in the COVID-19 vaccine. So these basically what they're trying to do is put something in your system that they can use a technology to control human beings. They're not telling you that. They're trying to tell you that nanotechnology is something for the benefit of the COVID-19 vaccine. Like, it's a good thing to help it, to help make it better and everything, but they're not telling you what it's really doing or what they're really trying to do to people, which is, once again, control. You know, they're trying to control people by using this nanotechnology, and that's why a lot of people call this the mark of the beast, because they feel like people have now been chipped with, you know, the mark of the beast with the vaccine. They feel that people who got vaccinated have been chipped unknowingly, you know. They're not going to tell you what the real plan is. And another thing is this. What people need to know is, like, okay, they also had, like, New York. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I love New York. I was born and raised here. But I am ready to get the hell out of New York, because New York is not fighting for their rights so far as all this stuff that's going on with what they're doing and mandating. It's like they're mandating, you know, the COVID-19 vaccine. They're trying to make people who don't have it feel guilty. Like, what they're basically doing started on the 16th of August, right? They now have in place where if you don't have a vaccination card or a vac license or a pass, you cannot go into restaurants. You cannot go into the movie theater. You cannot go into a gym to work out, places like that. If you don't show a vac pass or a vaccination license or card or whatever you want to call it, to prove that you were vaccinated. So they are not, you know, going to allow people that's unvaccinated to go inside these places. So we're going to have to continue to stay outside, eat outside the restaurant, where they now put, like, tables and it's enclosed. A lot of people have it enclosed and something, but you have to be outside to eat and things like that. And you're not going to the movies if you're not vaccinated. You know, me personally, I really don't care, because I got cable, I got Netflix, I got Amazon Prime, I got everything. So I can watch whatever movie I want at home. So it doesn't really matter when it comes out. So, you know, but people that want to go out, you know, take a friend or family member to a movie, if you're not vaccinated, you're not getting in the movie theater. So you're going to have to stay home and everything. So, yeah, so it's just crazy what's going on. You know, it's sad to see. And another thing is this, you know, nanotechnology, or should I say, matter of fact, that's in the COVID-19. The COVID-19 vaccine, COVID-19, let me just go ahead to the COVID-19 vaccine. Because, you know, what they're trying to do is mandate. They're trying to, Governor Cuomo, well, ex-Governor Cuomo, because he is now on his way out the door. He's resigned after all the backlash, all the stuff he's been going through with the sexual charges, the 11 women who came up and said he touched them inappropriately and everything. So he's on his way out from New York State government. So he's out. Then they have a woman that's going to be taking over right now. I can't think of the name right now, but we'll see what happens with that. But the thing is, the COVID-19 vaccine is under what they call the EUA. And the EUA is basically an emergency. The EUA is basically emergency use authorization. And once something is under the EUA, it can't be mandated, because that's an emergency evacuation, vaccination. So it can't be approved. It can't be approved because it's under the EUA. Anything that's emergency use can't be mandated. And it's not approved by the FDA. And that's another thing. It's like going to do a research study at some type of research place. and you're taking a vaccine, you're taking some type of pill or some type of medication that's not approved by the FDA. There's a name for that, but you're taking something at your own risk because it's not approved by the FDA. So that's another thing. And those research studies pay more money because it's something that's not approved. They don't know what the heck's going to happen. Just like they don't know what's going to happen with this COVID. Well, they do know now. They see that people have been dying from it, and some people are living. They're getting the vaccine, and they're living now. That's true. But what's going to happen down the line, you know, if your body is being controlled, you know, it's cool. I'm glad that people are living. That's good. You want to see it. But now, will they be able to manipulate your DNA because of the nanotechnology that's in your system from taking the vaccine? That's what I'm thinking about. Are they going to? I just read the description about that. So, you know, that's exactly what it does. They can manipulate the atomic molecular structure and everything. So it's just getting crazy. So will they be able to make people zombies? It's starting to become like something that you see on a TV, on a movie or something from back in the days, a sci-fi movie. And another thing is this, you know, like, they don't want us, you know, they want to take God and religion or the Bible out of a lot of things that, you know, out of a lot of places, you know, public places. But get this, they're living by it. Like, everything that's going on, it's like you read in the Bible, like, you know, about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist and the chip and everything. It's like they're going by, they're like they're living by the good book, the Bible. You know, it's like they're living that for real. But they're not saying it, but it's like they're following that Bible. If you read the Bible, you'll see, it's like it's telling you everything that happened and was going to happen in the future. So, yeah, I just wanted to let that be known, because just in case, you know, I want to let my people or anyone know what's going on. You know, that's what I do. Like, I try to share things for people to go and look into, you know, give people food for thought and give you something to think about and to possibly research yourself and find out more. You may find out more than I know, so, which is great. So, but yeah, so that's just crazy what's going on. So anyway, like, you know, that's basically like, you know, so far as me, like, that's my my bottom line, man. My bottom line is just to, you know, read the Bible if you want to know what's going on with where you live at, with the world, and what's going on with the government, society, everything. Read that Bible, you know, for the knowledge. You know, I'm not saying, you know, just at least for the knowledge, if nothing else. You know, just read it, just to know what's going on. But also, with that being said, I just want you to know, look out for new content on YouTube every Sunday. You know, I also be on It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen online, go to itsrealtalkradio.com. To listen by phone, call 563-999-3434 at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dial 1 if you would like to speak. Okay. Yeah. So, and you can also, you know, like I said, catch me on, you know, Real Talk Radio every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Now, this week's topic on It's Real Talk Radio is going to be UFOs. Are they confirmed real? I mean, UFOs are confirmed real. Let me rephrase that. Let me repeat that. UFOs are confirmed real. They are. But are they aliens? UFOs are confirmed real. But are they aliens? All right? So, and like I said once again, to listen to real, listen online, go to itsrealtalkradio.com or click the link in the description box listen by phone, dial, you know, 563-999-3434. Dial 1 if you would like to speak. You can also reach me at bobbygrealtalk@gmail.com. You know, if you'd like to email me anything, any questions or any comments. You know, I'll be releasing new content on YouTube every Sunday. And once again, this is Real Talk with Bobby G, the voice of New York, signing off. Peace.